Ringers.
You're listening to Today with me, Sarah Montague.
And me, John Humphreys. Right, let's have a look at the news. Oh, my. Oh, dear God. Dear God, didn't Nostradamus warn us about something like this? Yes, Leave voters got their country back. Unfortunately, it turned out to be Germany in 1932.
Leave campaigners insisted, however, that the media were being unduly pessimistic about Brexit, saying they saw plenty of positives already, with sales of fallout shelters, shotguns and tin produce rocketing.
As the enormity of the referendum result sunk in, a Brexit steering committee was hurriedly put into place to get us out of Europe, led by this man.
I'll put Wayne Rooney in charge of negotiating... in charge of negotiating the block grants to Cornwall, and Jamie Vardy will be doing the tricky manoeuvre of removing free movement of immigrant workers without completely destroying the British economy. I'm certain they'll get us out quickly.
The Leave campaign was accused of having no plan for the chaos post-Brexit. An angry Boris Johnson made this statement.
Tommy Rot, of course we have a plan. It's the same one Michael Caine uses at the end of The Italian Job.
Michael Gove's decision to ditch Boris and run for leader himself was the biggest moment in his career since he convinced Frodo Baggins to hand over his precious ring.
Meanwhile, it seemed that many Leave voters didn't realise that voting to leave the EU meant that we'd leave the EU. Precious little snowflakes, aren't they? Some rare good news now, and the England football team was humiliated at Euro 16 by Iceland, up the Welsh. After Iceland scored their second goal, Joe Hart punched the air in frustration and missed.
With the Tories in disarray, Labour had the chance to present themselves as a government in waiting. So sadly, Jeremy Corbyn joins me now.
That is typical anti-Labour sentiment from the mainstream media. I am adding your name into my little red book of retribution.
How do you react to a no-confidence vote where 172 Labour MPs voted against you?
It's very gratifying, Sarah.
Gratifying?
Yes, I've spent my whole career being disloyal to Labour leaders. Kinnock, Blair, Brown, Miliband. It just goes to show how much I've managed to make the Labour Party in my image.
Do you have enough MPs prepared to be in the new shadow cabinet? Yes,
in fact, I've just appointed Nicola Murray as my foreign minister.
Nicola, but she's out of the thick of it.
Just because Nicola is fictional doesn't mean she can't be a valuable member of my team delivering radical socialism to British politics. Keith Lemon, Top Cat, Honey Monster, Barry Scott from Sillit Bang... Yossa Hughes from Boys from the Black Stuff is going to make a great shadow employment minister.
Now, we're hearing that a challenger has declared who says they're 100% certain they can get you out.
Angela Eagle, no chance. I'm not going anywhere.
No, not Angela Eagle. He's just released this statement.
Hi, I'm Barry Scott. Difficult to shift, old socialist? Try new Sillit Bang red flag remover. Bang, and the Corbyn is gone.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is that Priti Patel? It's Michael Gove here. I was just calling to see if I can count on your support.
Oh, no. I wouldn't have thought so.
Hmm. Can I ask why?
You're Michael Gove.
Welcome to The One Show. About half an hour before it's socially acceptable to open that bottle of wine.
Right, now, later on, we're sending Giles Brandreth to a dairy farm in Lancashire. Not for any reason, it's just to get him out of your hair.
Our guest tonight is Conservative MP Boris Johnson.
So, Boris, Mr. Johnson, you've surprised everyone by not running to be Conservative leader.
Why on earth would I want to do that? Look, I don't want to be involved in red tape, contracts, or being responsible for my actions. No. I'm much more of an ideas man. I set the fiery ball of destruction rolling, then duck under it and saunter off like a horny Indiana Jones.
So what was the point? Of all this? Brexit, infighting, everything.
It's a classic public school prank. It's a bit of Bullingdon hazing for old Cameron. You put my toothbrush in a urinal, I crash the FTSE index and leave your position untenable. It's banter. I don't want to be on Andrew Marr or Peston being asked, what's your policy and are you lying? I want to be here on The One Show, sitting next to Basil Brush on a tiny sofa. Chuckling merrily and making silly noises like...
So, this is why you didn't stand. You withdrew for a laugh.
Well, yes. And it's great revenge on that mole man Govey. You stab me in the back and I'll leave you to mop up my weapons-grade cock-ups. What larks? Tally-ho!
Hello?
I don't know who you are. I don't know what you wanted. But I do know that you voted leave in the referendum. And I am a lefty North London actor. If you let my daughter work freely in Europe and enjoy all the protections of the European Convention of Human Rights, that'll be the end of it. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will demand you add your name to an internet petition calling for a second EU referendum.
Honourable members of EU Parliament, Nigel Farage.
No. Let me speak. I know I shouldn't have waltzed in here earlier this week, gloating and ranting, laughing and joking, mooning and waggling. So I'm here to say I'm truly sorry. Because what I should have done is go a whole lot bloody further. I should have called you all dusky Nancy boys who wouldn't know democracy if the HMS Victory sailed it straight up your fundaments. I should have stripped nude and revealed my giant tattoo of Donald Tusk fellating a bratwurst. I should have wrestled Juncker to the ground, teabagged him and shouted, "You're not laughing now, ball eyes." I don't need you. I've got an army of Europhobes, a battalion of xenophobes, and a small squadron of homophobes fighting my corner. And I'll tell you what, that's what keeps me warm at night. Well, that and the heat from those burning crosses in my garden. Now stick this trumpet up my arse and play myself out. Oh, there's a sprout on the end of that one. Finally, we're back to the good old days of sticking two fingers up to the rest of the world. This empire belongs to me, Nigel Herbert Farage. Finally, a Malala for the white man. See ya, suckers. Of course, I hope this won't affect our peaceful trade negotiations.
Welcome to Channel 4 News, the show that made politicians look clueless before it was cool. I'm joined now by Tory leadership contender Theresa May. Good evening.
Whiff waff.
I'm sorry?
Cricket. Yorkshire pudding. Bar. Pint of bitter. Bumble, bumble.
Miss May, what are you doing?
Well, John, now that Johnson's bottled it, I'm the perfect candidate to pick up his buffoonish mantle. Wah. Veni, vidi, vici, Liverpudlians are ugly.
I see.
And that's all that matters, apparently, not who is best suited to the job, but who's best at looking like an hilarious old Etonian wag. Bah! So I'm determined to be the go-to zany posho in the contest. Bumble, bumble, casual racism, isn't my hair silly?
But, Ms. May, people look to you as the sensible option.
Yes, well, John, yes, I am very sensible, but I want people to see my silly side. I'm going to replace National Rail with a series of faulty zip wires. All cats must learn to speak ancient Greek. We can have access to the common market and control immigration.
But, Ms. May...
I'm sorry. Was that last one a bit too silly? Bah!
You have reached the answer phone of Jose Mourinho. I'm better than you.
Jose, Mourinho, you Portuguese pinhead. Look, it is Arsene Wenger speaking. I want to know what you are going to say when the FA asks you about the England job. We can't all use the same excuse, otherwise it will look suspicious. So I'm letting you know that I have Bagzid. I think England should have an English manager. I don't know if they will fall for that one again, but it is... It is worth a go. And make sure you don't use the I think England should have a manager who knows what he's doing, because Gareth Southgate has bagged that one already.
Welcome to Newsnight, providing political insights that you can pass off as your own on Facebook. As Britain struggles to come to terms with Brexit, the desperate plight of migrants continues. Our international correspondent, Lise Doucette, reports live from a newly discovered refugee camp.
Thanks, Evan. I'm standing here where thousands of frantic people are trying to get across the border in search of a better life.
Lise, where are you, in Greece or Macedonia?
No, Evan, I'm on the M74 at the border to Scotland. Middle-class English people are fighting to escape the chaos and devastation raging across their home counties.
So tell us about the conditions there.
Well, it's truly appalling, Evan. Just a few feet away, a group of social media content managers are huddled around a makeshift campfire, desperately trying to heat up a soy hazelnut cafe latte.
Now, we're also receiving reports of clashes arising from cultural differences.
Yes, Evan, and compounding the problem is that some refugees are claiming they can't understand the incomprehensible accent here, although I have promised to enunciate more clearly.
Now, what I wanted to know is, are there signs of this unrest spreading?
Yes, we are also getting reports from Belfast that some English people are desperate to get into Ireland, so they're actually pretending to have Irish heritage. Frankly, they should be ashamed of themselves, don't you agree, Evan?
Oh, to be sure.
Hello, Eric Pickles?
Eric, my dear friend, it's Michael Gove.
I'm so glad you've called. Can I say how much I admire your courageous decision to withdraw your support from Boris Johnson? I've always had the greatest respect for your political judgment and the work you've done in the Education and Justice Departments.
No, thank you. So can I rely on your support?
Nope.
Why not?
You're Michael Gove.
BBC Radio 4. And now The Archers, an everyday story of knife crime, mental torture, psychopaths, attempted murder, and the failings of the British criminal justice system. Oh, and a cow mooing. Pat and Tony are paying another emotional visit in prison to Helen.
You have to be strong for the sake of the new baby, Helen.
Jack's a bonny lad. He's got your eyes.
We hardly see anything of Rob in him, apart from the number 666 on the back of his neck.
It's hopeless. Rob twists everything so no one will believe me. What chance do I have when the case comes to trial?
Stop! Enough, I said! Everyone, shut up!
Oh, my God, what is this?
Tony, be careful. He's got a gun.
Exactly, so shut up. I'm taking back control of my show.
Who the hell are you?
I'm the agricultural story editor. For months, I've sat in the corner being ignored with my silage reports. I've had enough. Get in here, Grundies.
So sorry to interfere with your gripping storyline, Helen.
This bloke's crazy. He must have sit here at gunpoint, didn't he, Joe?
Hey, do they only like Helen on
No, we're not gonna
get shot, Joe. We're the comic relief.
Right. This is the new script for today. My script, back to the way the Archers was before it became EastEnders and Wellingtons. Read it, or the Grundys get it.
Okay. We came here to the prison today, Helen, to talk to you about something very important. The effect Brexit will have on farmers who are no longer in the common agricultural policy.
Yes. Just yesterday, my barrister was saying it would have a devastating effect on the sugar beet harvest.
True, Helen. Crop yields over the medium to long term could fall by as much as 18%, resulting in rising prices and...
Don't worry, everyone. I had my old shotgun wired to my leg in case of emergencies.
Oh, Eddie, you killed the agricultural story editor.
We'll all go down for this.
Yes, Clary, I'm afraid we will. Unless we can blame his murder on someone known for her unprovoked violent attacks on controlling men. Someone in a confused and fragile mental state. What do you reckon, Helen?
Why do I have this shotgun in my hand?
Thank you. As the England team returns from France, I've been harried, harangued and harassed by the press, who place the blame solely at my feet. But it isn't my fault. It's the FA's fault for hiring me in the first place. They gave me £3.5 million a year to stand around with a clipboard and feed Wayne Rooney his breakfast crayons. I shall offer you no more excuses, but I shall leave you with this. I'm off. I've had enough. I'll try my hand at bridge or curling. Regrets, I've had a few, and all of them were Raheem Sterling. We're out, and you blame me for how those rich, spoilt little boys play. All right, don't take the piss. I did it Roy's way. We could have won, pleased every fan, if only I'd had some sort of plan, some strategy and tactics too, or even just a bloody clue. But no one told me what to do, so I did it Roy's way. To give our fans a chance to stay a while and smash up more of France. But we gave up, threw in the towel, and all the press are calling foul. It's not my fault, I'm just an owl. And I did it Roy's way.
Hello and welcome to This Week. I'm Andrew Neil, reassuringly orange and lumpy. Just like bird's custard. On the show tonight, we've got a man who can eat cakes with his belly button, a parrot with a first-class degree in history from Oxford, and Diane Abbott.
Your disbelieving tone, Andrew, is quite hurtful. I'd like to think I'm a more credible guest than a masticating belly button.
So, Diane, the Labour Party's in quite a mess.
Nonsense, Andrew. Under Jeremy's wise leadership, the Labour Party has never been more popular. You should hear what the people of Hackney tell me when I ask them about Jeremy.
What do they tell you?
Well, usually that they don't like strange women talking to them in the street.
And now you're... Don't laugh, Andrew. Don't laugh. Shadow Health Secretary.
That's right, Andrew, and I intend to get right down to the job once I've worked out how to get off this sofa. Oh, excuse me. Hello. Oh, Jeremy. Who's resigned? Has he? And her? Really? And there's no one else?
Oh, in that case, Jeremy, I'd be honoured to. Heart emoji, Harriman, sickle emoji, kissing face emoji, Jeremy. So now, Andrew, I'm also Shadow Foreign Secretary, Shadow Chancellor, and Shadow Minister in charge of falafels. And, Andrew, Shadow Minister of Jewish Relations.
Well, surely the world of politics has just completely gone off its beam.
Oh, here's a text. Oh, look, Andrew, look what they want me to do.
Oh, my God. Well, later on in the show, we'll be looking at the chances of the Conservative leadership contenders. Michael Gove, Theresa May, Liam Fox, and Diane Albert.
Hello, I'm Hugh Edwards, the human equivalent of a soggy digestive and not even a chocolatey one. Our top story is the Prime Minister is a sitting duck. The two main parties are in meltdown. At one point, the pound was worth less than a polo mint. The UK appears to be on the brink of a breakup. And this news just coming in now. We're going over live now to Sophie Raworth, live at the Tower of London.
Well, Hugh, it's pandemonium here because the Ravens have just left the tower. Apparently, they were targeted by a mob of confused racists. I'm also hearing that the euro is now so strong that German tourists have started buying up the crown jewels. And Prince Philip is being deported back to Greece. So it's not all bad news.
I'm sorry, Sophie, going to have to leave it there for a moment because now we're getting reports that the world has stopped turning. Brexiteers have been quick to rubbish this claim, as Farage had convinced them that the world is, in fact, flat. And we're getting reports that the sky has fallen in. Michael Gove is assuring everyone that this is a natural short-term blip and it will soon bounce back. Well, all of this is a little bit much for me. I'm going to have a lie down and watch an old episode of Dad's Army. What's that? No more Dad's Army repeats on the BBC. We're doomed. Doomed, I tell you.
Boris, you're answering the phone. State your business.
Yes, Boris, bit awkward. It's Michael Gove. Hello. Now you've dropped out, I was wondering, can I count on your support?
Well, you did stab me in the back, hatching a Machiavellian plot to turn the party against me. But hey, why not? It's all just Bullingdon Bants. I'm with you, Govey.
Really?
No, of course not. You're Michael bloody Gove!
Hello, and welcome to Coast. I'm Neil Oliver, the Lawrence Llewellyn Bowen of the outdoors. I'm here on the picturesque coast of St David's in South Wales, ambling along the glorious sandy beach as the sun beats down. The beach is empty, except for a lone sunbather who's... Hold on, that's the Wales manager. Excuse me, Chris Coleman?
Aloha.
Shouldn't you be in France for your quarter final?
Nah, we stopped worrying about that. We got everything we want out of this tournament.
What do you mean?
We did better than England.
But you've got a chance to reach the semis.
You're not listening, son. We did better than England. The old team's here. They're just walking over. Oh, yeah, it takes them a while because Gareth Bale has to carry them.
So who's playing against Belgium?
Just anyone. Welsh doesn't really matter. I've got Sir Tom Jones up front, Shirley Bassey at right back, and a leak in goal. Well, he can't be worse than Joe Hart, can he?
I cannot believe you're sabotaging the biggest game in Welsh history.
Nah, this isn't the biggest game in Welsh history. That was on Monday when England got battered by Iceland. Right, I've got to Snapchat my holiday pics to Roy Hodgson. You hold the camera phone and I'll bare my ass.
Hello there, this is the Jeremy Kyle Show. Everyone here today is scum.
Let's meet today's couple. He's the posh bloke who thought he was happy in his relationship. Let's bring him out and humiliate him. It's Dave on the Jeremy Kyle Show, everyone.
I don't really think I'm the right kind of person for this show.
Dave, you're fat, you just lost your job, you've assaulted farmyard animals. If anything, you're overqualified.
Is there a Dimbleby I could talk to?
Shut it! Now, meet the woman in his life who many accuse of controlling their relationship with an iron fist. Let's hear the hate for Angela! According to France, if you laugh at posh boy here behind his back when you kick him back with low and brown, ridiculing the puny size of Cameron's so-called EU reforms.
Hey, you told me my EU reforms were massive.
I was just trying to massage your ego, David. Size isn't everything.
She's playing your country for a fool, Dave. Call her a slag. Hit her with the chair. Invoke Article 50.
Well, for your information, I'm glad we voted leave. You think I want to attend one more of your dreary EU conferences, listening to you prattle on about your precious German sausage?
Well, at least we can still beat Iceland. And our credit rating hasn't dropped from AAA to an episode of the Benny Hill Show.
Now, Angela, you're not being entirely straight with Dave, are you? You've been seeing other British politicians behind Dave's back.
You tart.
Shite, sir.
At this stage, we'd usually hook them up to a lie detector, but they're politicians. What's the point? Let's bring out from backstage the woman...
What?
Angela secretly met behind Dave's back in a hotel room in Glasgow yesterday. It's Nicola.
Look, Merkel can't wait to see the back of you, Dave. We're forging a meaningful union now.
Don't you stand there like a pound shop Bertie Wooster being humiliated. Make a complete fool of yourself by brawling with two women on national TV for the amusement of the baying mob.
Right, come on, I'll take you both off. Come on.
Look at them, they're scum. Tomorrow on the show, they were the best buddies who promised to support one another. But now they're taking chunks out of each other like a pair of rabid Rottweilers. It's Boris and Gove. Guaranteed scum overload.
Hello. You've reached the voicemail of the German embassy. We can't come to the phone right now as we're busy. How do you say, cleaning up the mess made by you, dumb Kopf? Leave a message after the very stern beep.
Hello. One is just wondering if one might be eligible for German citizenship.
Dead Ringers was performed by John Colshaw, Lewis MacLeod, Jan Ravens, Deborah Stevenson and Duncan Wisby. The writers were Tom Jameson and Neff Fountain, Lawrence Howarth, Ed Amsden and Tom Coles, Laura Major, Max Davis, Jack Bernhardt, Liam Byrne, Alex Harvey and Sarah Doran, and Duncan Wisby. The producer and creator was Bill Dare, and it was a BBC Studios production.